This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
All right, that was Brian Hoyer yesterday. He joins us on Tuesdays at 9 o'clock. He had great perspective, which was different from mine, on Matt Stafford. And somebody else joining us right now, Matt Derry, who is actually in Detroit, certainly knows a lot about Matt Stafford. I think he disagrees with me as well, because I started the show yesterday saying, you know, if any GM were to take over the Browns right now, what they wouldn't do is, you know, keep Miles, not trade him for assets, and go and spend and use more assets you could have allocated elsewhere to go get Matt Stafford, pay him a lot of money. In fact, Peter Schrager said somewhere in the neighborhood of $50 million a year, because I don't think the Browns are in a true contention window right now. I did note it would be fun. Yeah, it'd be fun to have Matt Stafford for a year. It'd be fun to keep Miles Garrett, but I just don't think they're in a spot where it's responsible to do so. You know, deferring the pain, you know, over the course of the next 5 years, I didn't like that idea either, which, of course, is what they're going to have to do when they restructure the contract of Deshaun Watson once again. I just keep thinking they put off the pain. They put off the pain for what? For this team, the team coming off 3 wins. But, Matt, you say I'm wrong.
Well, no, you're not wrong, but you just said a year. Well, why can't it be multiple years?
I think it's because I watched them last year. I was nervous. I was just nervous about who he was as a football player last year.
Stafford?
Yeah.
He had the Rams up on the Eagles in Philly in the second round of the playoffs. I mean, they were in that game and winning in the second half in Philly. Yes, you're right. When you don't block for him, and there's gonna be some questions along that Browns offensive line, that's an issue. He's not running around like, you know, Ben Johnson yesterday at the Combine was talking about his beloved Caleb Williams and how, ooh, he can make plays with his legs. Yes, Stafford's not that guy, and he's also 37. But, dude, like, all the talk on this radio station, and everybody does a great job, but, like, oh, maybe it's Kirk Cousins. Oh, maybe the Browns should look at Derek Carr, a bridge quarterback. When Jameis had his decent moments last year, like the Denver game when he looked good, it's like, wow, maybe he's the guy next year. No. Like, Jameis, Aaron Rodgers, Derek Carr, Kirk Cousins, if these guys were any good, they would have jobs right now. Stafford's damn good.
Well, he's way better than any of these alternatives when
that's my point.
Yeah,
yes.
When we're talking stopgaps, we're talking about bridges, we're talking about a lot of terms.
But those terms come up all the time, Anthony.
Right.
You know, if Shedeur Sanders isn't ready, and that's who the Browns have to draft, and they want to take him and Mahomes him for a year and let him sit and maybe and attempt to do what Atlanta was trying to do with Penix this past year. The reason Penix had to play is because Cousins sucked. He was horrible. So, like, Matt Stafford does not suck. He's very good. Is he a Hall of Famer? He's fringy.
Yeah,
like,
on
he's
the fringe.
Right there. He's damn good. So that's my point is, like, I saw your clip yesterday on the Twitter machine, you and Daryl say, well, maybe it's kicking the can. No, To me, if you bring Stafford in, you're telling Myles Garrett, we went and got you the best guy, and you're going to pay him, and hopefully he's 37, you get a few years out of him.
216-474-0092. I want to know where the fans are at. Is this something that can revive a lot of the passion? Because yesterday was a dark day. There's no doubt. And we'll get to the Nick Chubb stuff. And we also, by the way, we'll get back to Cavs. Justin Termini joined us at 720. I want to see if he's budging on whether or not he thinks the Cavs can truly make a championship run. But back to this. Like, yesterday was a dark, dark day. Not only did Andrew Berry have to get up there and talk about your best players since I've been alive wanting to leave, he had to address that. He had to address JOK and whether he's ever going to play a down of football again, and you got no answers. Then he had to, you know, get in the weeds on Nick Chubb and free agency and whether or not that fan favorite is gone. So Browns were just being...
And Batonio.
Oh, my God, his retirement. Yeah, it was just bad news after bad news after bad news. Well, you come in talking Matt Stafford, I think a lot of fans would think good news. So if they were to get him, obviously you think that means Myles Garrett would be likely to stay at least for one more year. What kind of contention are we talking about? What kind of ceiling do the Browns have with Matt Stafford next year? Also knowing that, obviously, you still have Lamar Jackson to deal with. You still have Joe Burrow to deal with. You still have Josh Allen to deal with. You know, as you look around the AFC, and then, oh, by the way, Patrick Mahomes is going to be on his revenge tour next year.
We don't know, Tone. We don't know what a good quarterback looks like in this town. This guy's good.
We had Brian Hoyer on yesterday. I know damn well what a good quarterback looks like, okay? Got off to a 7-4 start.
That's true. But he's on the T-shirt with the names of Charlie Fry and the rest of them. But, like, Stafford's damn...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme. From serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm good, and he's got a lot of good football left in him. That's what I believe. And being in Michigan, I'm not a Stafford stan. I've never been a slappy. I think there were some times in Detroit that he tried to do too much, and then, you know, it never worked here. But, like, in L.A., the guy won a Super Bowl. And I think if you surround him with enough, he's a winner, man. And, like, just makes people better. Cooper Kupp became a star under Stafford. Puka Nacua, star under Stafford. I think that would be legit. I don't think it's even – I think he's going to end up in L.A. I think this is a lot of posturing. I think he looks up and says, I gave the Rams a hometown discount years ago and took 40, and now the likes of Jordan Love and Trevor Lawrence and Jared Goff, in his mind, who are all $50 million quarterbacks, are all beneath him in probably his mind.
Are you not reading the tweets or watching the videos of Kelly Stafford?
Oh, stop. Don't even go there.
That's part of the story. They are partners, Matt.
The Haslams and Kelly Stafford together could be, you want to talk about Big Top and Berea. That would be the ultimate circus, because she is a pain in the ass. But, like, you wonder if the Rams are like, we've had enough of her, Matthew, look for a trade. I don't think that's the case. I think McVay and Stafford's relationship is strong enough that it'll stay there. But to me, it's not kicking the can, Anthony. This guy is so much better than anything else out there. If the Browns go the veteran route with a rookie in waiting, this is the guy. He's damn good. And I think your original question, I'm not saying they're going to win the division because of him, but they'll have a lot better chance. He's legit. He's legit.
All right. I want you to hear from Albert Breer again, because he was the one that had the report that the Browns were one of those teams that were absolutely reaching out when it came to Matt Stafford. Here's what Albert had to say yesterday on Afternoon Drive.
That permission was given like almost 3 weeks ago now for Matthew's camp to be able to talk to other teams. And so, you know, they're going to check in with a lot of different teams. And those teams that I mentioned, the four of the teams that did show some level of interest, I do know, like, that there has been somewhere in there a willingness for someone to go over $50 million, maybe multiple teams to go over $50 million. Would that price the Browns out of it? I'm not sure. You know, so I think that's the tricky thing for the Browns is, like, you're still working around the anchor of the Sean contract, right? So, like, would you be interested in Matthew Stafford? Of course you would be. Would you be interested in Matthew Stafford at $50, $55 million? Can you afford to do that? That's the real question.
So
Figure it out.
Well, Browns. Matt, you guys all sound like the cap bros that tell me that because the Haslams are willing to spend and because Andrew Berry's chief talent, among everything else, with Paul DePodesta, is the manipulation of the salary cap.
I love when you say it. That's what my favorite line.
That we have a strategic advantage built in that we can deal with the cap above and beyond all else.
Our computers in Berea are better than Pittsburgh's.
As we're going to be paying Deshaun Watson for the next 25 years. That's what they're doing.
You're not wrong. But I'm just saying, figure it out. You want to impress number 95 who's sitting on his couch going, what do you got for me? Because I want out of here. If you say, we got you Matthew Stafford, that's pretty good. Compared to going, oh, guess what? We're going to draft a Cam Ward, and he's going to wait and get excited about Derek Carr. Get the hell out of here.
All right, Poppy in North Ridgeville, go ahead.
Yeah, man, I can't get over the Matt Stafford thing, guys. You're killing me. You're just kicking the can down the road for another year. $50 million for a 37-year-old quarterback. Listen, you guys want... Stop doing this. Take Cousins if he'll come here for the $1 million.
Cousins can't play anymore. It's over.
How? Why? Why? Because he's coming off. He came off a terrible injury. You're going to tell me Kirk Cousins can't play? He's always got a bad rap. The guy's made more money in the NFL than most quarterbacks playing right now.
He's had a nice career, and he did very well a couple of years ago, but this season was a disaster. His arm strength is gone.
Matt, somebody put a cut-up of him trying to just throw the simple six-yard out yesterday, and it was getting picked. He had nothing on it. It was hard to watch anymore.
And look, Stafford at 37, Cousins at 36, whatever – they're different guys. Some guys can do it at 37. This town was building a statue for a 40-year-old quarterback and Joe Flacco a year ago. Come on. Because he could play at that point. This year in Indy, Joe Flacco looked terrible.
All right.
Cousins is done.